So he said, my father was from I was a small little boy, but when I grew up, my father told me that this Prime Minister of Israel, who died now,
Sharon,
that when he was an army general, a young man, and a strong man, and also he knew Arabic very well. He says, my father should tell me which years it must be. That Sharon told us, we are sending you out from here. We are sending you South America. But don't worry, you will come back. This is your name, and you will come back to your name. But not today, not tomorrow. When your masjids get full for Fajr, or they get full for Juma, that day people will be blessed here. They also know this, that our success is in Amal. In what is our success? Amal. But we don't pronounce it properly, so what we say? Amal. Yes, Amal. So we make more money. Our success is more business, more making money. Our success is not in Amal. Our success is in Amal. The more we will have Amal, this is what pulls us less. So may Allah grant us that also, inshallah. Also, wish to express our appreciation. Always how warmly the people of Middleburg welcome us, receive us, and go out of their way for the programs, for hosting us, for all the details. And also, mashallah, so many brothers from so many neighboring towns. I was surprised, I saw the brothers from Ermelo, but one complained, where Haji Suleiman prayer, the homeless man, they made him the driver. He is a man who sat at the back, but they made him the driver anyway. And for that, the brothers I see from Caracas, the brothers from Stockburg, and if I forget that, I'll be in big trouble. I see my dear friend Ibrahim also is here, and all. So may Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers, and may Allah Ta'ala reward the girls of Middleburg, all the neighboring towns. And the main thing, may Allah make this the source of our hidayah. And my request is, don't take this as a bayan. Let always Maulanas come, they make a bayan, they go away. We go away, we will see. Now take it as Abdul Hamid came, and this is why I came, not to make bayan, to tell of something which is very necessary for us in our lives. And not only what is very necessary, that also we will talk about. But together with that, how to achieve, how to bring it in our lives. Also remember that any advert can never be complete. You just advertise your product, but you don't say where can you get the product. You have to say where you can. You put a fax number, you put an email address, you put a telephone or physical address, where you can get the product. So our bayan also cannot be complete until we advertise our product and we tell you also how and where you can get the product. So inshallah, try and listen to the bayan in that sense. Not just a bayan as normally monastic bayan. Ashraf, how was my bayan today? So he said, first class rubbish. So he says, this person made my Islam for my life. That is mentally affected, nothing all day. So anyway, we pass some remarks about that. That's also rubbish. The important thing is, listen and what is being said. And that is a very important thing that we have to have in our lives. And perhaps our minds are not focused on that all the time. And how do you achieve it? Where to get it? How to get it? And then we make effort to get it. And it seems that Allah's help, inshallah, is with us. What I wanted to speak, and Arisa ended the Ash'ar, the Naat Sharif, perfectly, the same subject which I want to speak. I wanted to translate the poem, but Arisa says in Gujarati. Yeah? And I'm a Gujarati, but I can't read Gujarati. It's a great weakness of ours. A person who doesn't know his own language, it's no achievement, it's a great weakness. Whoever we are, in our own speak, our tongue, we should try and work towards this again. Okay? So this is very, very important also. Anyway, this the sum total, as Maulana Muhammad Ali Sahib, the other Tariqatim explained, it is about the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the person must be expressed in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He must be overtaken and filled with the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is our subject, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we talk about it, we discuss it, everyone says, right? But just like on our own, love is such a thing that possesses you. When you have the love of anything, you take it, deliver it, off your top of the range, Mercedes Benz, on Fridays in delivery, you are already cleaning your garage. Not only cleaning, you paint it also. You are not only that, you're putting 7 sheer carpet for your Mercedes. The love of the Mercedes. And your mind is focused on it all the time. You love it. Yeah, whatever you love, there should be all the time. Ask ourselves today, one whole day is passed, if we think of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we read one guru, if we practice one sunnah consciously, not just that it's a sunnah we're doing it, but that is the way of my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are letting very great things. So in this hadith that I have recited, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you can have iman. Hatta akuna, until I become ahabba ilayhi, more beloved than walidihi, his father, wa waladi his parents, waladi his children, wa nasi ajma'in, and all of mankind. What is the translation of the hadith again? That none of you have got iman. So what does this mean? That if your love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not more than what it is for your parents, your fathers, your parents, your children, and the whole of mankind, then what does it? You haven't got iman. That is a translation, but this is Salafi translation. From here, if you add, it is necessary to understand, don't take bits and pieces of thing, little bit here, little bit there, and you say this is me. The whole of me. So from that, the ulama and the sunnah of Jamaah, great ulama, they've made it clear and they've explained the hadith that it doesn't mean you haven't got iman, you haven't got perfect iman. Doesn't mean you're not going Jannah. You will go Jannah, but you won't have the highest stages. You won't go first, you'll go later, but you will go to Jannah. So it's very, very important to understand this. I'll give one little example for this. A father, he's lying on his bed to sleep after Isha, he's going to rest, now he's sleeping time, 10 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock. He tells his son, Muhammad, bring me water. So, in what will Muhammad take water for his father? In a glass. Hey, my father is lying on bed, wants to drink water, so he's taking a glass. Sunday morning, the father is standing by the car outside in the yard. He sleeps a whole night. And he's standing by the car and he tells his son, Muhammad, bring me water. Now what will he take water in? So who will understand this? Who was present? The word I say, Muhammad, bring me water. But the meaning is so different. A person who wasn't there, a person who studies by guitar only, like this key hadith, that you haven't got iman, that if you complete negation of iman, you have got the Rasulullah, the love is not the most. What a wrong translation and meaning you make. You would send everyone to Jannah. How many people are these takfiris? Make everyone come, going Jannah. Only you alone will go to Jannah. What enjoyment. Haram Sharif also, many people say very big crowd. If you are alone there, what enjoyment. The enjoyment is in that all the lovers of Allah have come from around the world. Some Japanese, some Malaysian, some African, some Indian, some European. All the people together and all labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. In there is the enjoyment. So the meaning you can understand only if you have got the whole of me and you were present. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were present when every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they understood it in the context, not out of the context, on internet, on kitab alone, without a ustad, who learned from a ustad, who learned from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the correct meaning. You just take out your own meaning, you'll go, hey, why are you? You take out complete wrong meanings, and that is what is happening. And these people think that we use our brains. So it isn't that you have to follow the correct teachings which have come. Otherwise, when your father is lying down sleeping, and he says, Muhammad, bring me water, and you study according to
internet and kitab,
you go with the pocketbook. And when he wants to wash his car, you go with the tablet. Complete wrong meaning you will take off.
You have to understand deen in its context.
So from this, understand this also. Don't just read kitab on your own. Na kitab se, na waad se, nazar se pehla. Deen, what are you? Ujudho, deen, nazar se. Not by access also. Not by kitab also. Not by money and etc. Not somebody forcing you also. Deen becomes alive in the company of the people who have got deen. When you stay in the company of the people who have got deen, then deen will become alive. My sister, Ki Pratha, and all of them coming in Jannat, she explained to us one time, a young girl was getting married. We have decided in our country. So today our girls don't learn how to cook. They don't know how to hold the broom. They don't know how to make a cup of tea. Yeah, what they know is how to go to college and university. They have the handbag dangling here, sunglasses here on top. And remember when your children wear sunglasses here on top, they got a problem. They don't wear it on the eyes, they wear it here on top. And when they wear it at the back, remember you got a big problem now with your child. When they wear it, and they pay more money for torn and patched jeans. And they pay more money for half socks, and they think they have got full brains. When they're wearing half socks, remember you've got a big problem. So these girls who are like this, who've got no time to sit in the house, their work is outside. Remember, girls must also get their BSc. Which BSc? Baking, sewing, and cooking. They don't need the other BSc. And our young boy also must get their BSc behind shop counters. Not another BSc. And this, that's not my subject, I don't want to digress, I'll go too much. But our success is in business, because by the media sponsor. Or fun. Professions are not really our way. Now that I started this, as we mentioned, many years ago we went to Malaysia, and we met one Malaysian man who said one biggest mistake he made in Malaysia, we went out of profession, out of business. What happened? The Chinese came. No, there's no vacuum anywhere. If we go out of business, what's happening here? Who's dominating the business? The Chinese are coming in, the other people, foreigners are coming in. And he says, then we went for professions, degrees, universities. What happened? We went out of business. And who rules the country? Not the parliament and not the parliamentarians. The businessmen rules the country. The parliamentarians, they also jump according to the strings which are put by the business people. There isn't the time to give examples in our country, how many, our domestic debt, the whole thing, who did or where that law came out. Not from the parliamentarians, they're only puppets there. And if people wanted to make more money different ways, the business people, they made all the jobs. There's so many things. All this, the businessman, he's the one. Unfortunately, going in that direction.
When we started the Dharma Yoga many years ago,
now about 35 years ago,
at the beginning was a big expense. We had to go out for collection.
We went to one country town, and
a doctor we met, and a
professional,
and we're seeing surgery in his motor car, his house. We've got a good amount here.
And he was nice. By his name also. When we sat and talked with him,
when he told us his sad story,
the archive on higher purchase, his house is from there,
his surgery, all his equipment is from the bank.
I care whatever we collected so far, we have to give it to him this morning.
After that, we went next door, a businessman.
And the businessman,
a small little shop for fittings, fixtures and fittings also,
just old fashioned, like little broken, not right in order.
Lights also hardly properly lit up the shop.
We spoke to him little and he gave us a huge.
Barakat is with the businessmen. Barakat is with the farmers.
Barakat is not in profession.
So this is what we saw our girls.
I was speaking on that. What was it on the girls?
My sister said something.
Yeah.
As a sister said about it.
About why? So the girl can get married now. So they sent her to her auntie to learn little housework. Auntie told her, boil an egg.
She put a mud on the stove, water started boiling, and she opened the egg and put it in there.
Dann heulisch. So, learning all this for
our girls, our boys, all their plans, for basic things, and all professionals, then we are lost in this way.
So we have to learn this,
all these things, the basic things. So we see the girl must learn baking, sewing, and cooking.
And remember, a hungry man is an angry man.
When a man is angry, hungry, he is angry. And many fights start in the house, I say food is not ready.
And if you don't know baking, sewing, and cooking,
the house is not in order, then how do you make your husband happy? If you know those things,
and the best way a woman can get to her husband
is not with her cosmetics and her makeup, but through his stomach.
Well, when she prepares
the food, very nice, hot food, husband forgets everything. And he's just happy. But if the food is not right, then there's a big problem.
So anyway,
in the hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can have iman until I am more beloved to you than your parents also, your children, and the whole of mankind." So this muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is what we have to cultivate. First of all, sincerely with ourselves, be honest and sincere to ourselves, and ask ourselves to remind that love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than everything else,
more than my car, and more than my house, more than my garden.
And the signs of muhabbat are that you think of what you love. Naturally, you think of it.
Who you love, you are obedient to the person you love.
We are our greatest love, sincerely, is our carnal desires.
We just want to satisfy our desires.
We will overlook everything to make ourselves happy.
That is the greatest thing we love. So we have to realize,
we have to, as mu'mineen, and to have calmly, perfect iman, and to have the highest stages of Jannah,
and to have the best life of this world,
is by developing the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this love, ulama have written, there are five reasons why one person loves another person. One is muhabbat al-jamal, because of the beauty of a person, you love that person. And today, sadly, just moving a little bit away, but on the same subject, our boys, when they get married, particularly boys, and girls also, all they look for is beauty. When a boy wants to get married, then he says, then partly, she must be tall and slender, slim, bigger, like a Coca-Cola bottle. But what is that going to help you? After 5-6 years of marriage, 3-4 children, now no more Coca-Cola bottle. Now the figure is at the 20-liter oil.
And so you don't have to get angry on her, your children she bought.
And now she's like a 20-liter, so it doesn't last. Beauty is skin deep. And now when she's young, all that beauty, forget when she gets old how she will look. One person, his wife, always this cosmetics, always powder, cream, and all that, and all what they put on the eyes also, all those things they put. One morning, when they woke up, his eyes opened about half an hour, 1 hour before, further time. And when he looked at him in bed, he thought, which witch is here? Because she didn't still put all her makeup and everything. He was the first man in the mosque. Muslim also got surprised that today, before me also, that the God has said, what that you are here, so that beauty, forget my old age already now. And all the time they have to be happy. And with all that what they put over their eyes, they look more like spooks. And especially to some of the women whose complexion is also doesn't suit them at all, and with bright red lips, and with all this, how ugly they are. So that is that beauty that is not worth it. Maulana Zubair Rizal, rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Muhammad Ali's father, my father-in-law, used to say that the beauty of a masjid is the simplicity of the masjid. And the ornaments of a masjid are the musallis. The musallis are the ornaments. You don't need all chandeliers and all other things to make a masjid beauty. The more simple it is, and also simplicity is beauty. If a girl is beauty by nature, she doesn't need all these additions. She doesn't mean she's beautiful. She doesn't mean. But anyway, unfortunately, today we all look for beauty. She naam ki naam ki hoy. Ane paatri paatri hoy. She must be tall. She must be slender. Ane manjari manjari hoy. Green eyes. Grey eyes. Blue eyes. All these eyes not going to help you anything whatsoever. And what you need is when you get married, you need a wife. You don't need a modest. You know, these famous world, famous South Africa. If you look for Miss South Africa and Miss World when you get married, you are inviting endless problems to yourself. You need a wife who will look after you. And when you get children, you don't need a business executive. And what you need is, you need a mother for your children. Today, this woman, yes, on that I digress a little bit, our girls don't learn all these things. And they haven't made an effort on themselves to stay in the house. Today, to stay in the house is like staying in a jail. They can't stay. They have to go out of the house. Whatever excuse, a woman just can't stay in her house. Well, she makes any excuse, but she just wants to be out. Whereas, this effort has to be made that the woman stays in the house. Then that house is looked after. Then the children are looked after. Then she looks after her husband. But if she's outside all the time, with her handbag hanging from her shoulder, her sunglasses on her forehead, cell phone locked on the ear from the shoulder all the time, her cell phone, and her car keys in her hand all the time, what is she going to do housework? So a woman has to be like that. She has to be prepared, and she has to do all the housework. And when she does the housework, one husband came home, and he found 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon, and he had been evenings. Children are staying outside, dirty, not clean, serving their pajamas of the last night. They didn't wash, they didn't eat, kitchen is in a mess, all the dishes are piled up, the house is not clean. What's wrong today? Where's my wife? Looking, found her in the bedroom, under the blankets. What's wrong? You sick? No, I'm not sick. Then the house is in a mess, and how the temper that raises and rises at that time. The children, the house, oh, what's wrong with you? Nothing wrong. Every day you say, I do nothing. I sit on the phone the whole day. So today I decided to do nothing. So now you see the result when I do nothing. Then what is every day? How much the woman does in the house? And the woman is a house executive. And she's got a very high position. She hasn't just got a small, it's a housewife. Now the title makes her look like very insignificant. She's a top house executive. She's the runner of the house. She's in charge. So anyway, we look at this outside beauty. And we go, look for a wife that will be a wife to you. Look for a wife that will be a mother to your children, that looks after the house. Anyway, beauty is such a thing by nature. It is a cause of love for a person. So, muhabbat is zaman. The second reason why a person loves somebody is muhabbate kamal. That person, what achievements he has got. What great deal that person. He's got this certificate, he's got that certificate. He's in this position, he's in that position. People admire him. Great, great position he has got. The third reason why a person loves somebody, muhabbate ihsan. That the favors that person has done for you. If somebody, for example, brought in 6 months in hospital, in 6 months his rental is not paid. 6 months his bond is not paid, whatever the case may be. Just an example I'm giving you. 6 months water and lights. Children haven't got food, no groceries for the table, no the butter. Somebody comes and makes a son and gives him 100,000 quietly in his hand, go sort yourself out. Pay all your rental, pay all your water, like what is in the years, buy your groceries, all life you will remember that person. So a person who ever does ihsan, al-insan, abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of favors which are done upon you. Therefore also, all in our proportion, don't just take anyone's favor. A person who will talk to everyone, I did this for him, I did that for him. Don't take the favors of such people. You become a slave, you can't speak, you took his favor. But now he's humiliating and disgracing you everywhere. See that a person who is really pious, an
and has got knowledge of deen, he does a favor for you, no problem. He won't talk about it. He won't take undue advantage of you also. So see from who you take favors also.
So anyway, the third reason for loving somebody is muhabbat-e-ihsan.
Then muhabbat-e-aqli,
with your brains, you think that this person I should make love.
Men look for beauty. Men, women look for riches.
When they get a rich man, they hit the jackpot.
So they understand, I married a rich man, now my life will be made.
And they will know how to take out money from him also. And many women, how they suck the husband
with his money.
And so many stories about this. Or whatever you think, that if I marry this person, this advantage I will get. That advantage I will get to reduce your brains while you love somebody.
And the fifth reason of muhabbat of somebody,
muhabbat is tabi'i, natural love for somebody. Like you love your mother,
naturally. You don't have to be taught,
nobody has to give you a bayan that you love your mother, just by nature.
And in the correct Islamic system,
a man loves his wife also just naturally.
Where there are arranged marriages, not love marriages.
We see almost 99% of love marriages, they go and bounce on the rocks.
And those
marriages are completely destroyed. But where parents arrange the marriages,
the boy never knew the girl from anywhere.
The girl never knew the boy from anywhere. This marriage is arranged,
and in most cases, this marriage dies.
Naturally, now you come to know, and in fact, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, one of the many, many great signs of Allah Ta'ala, and جَعَلْهُ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, that Allah made for you your partner from your own species. So because of the same species, same type, you have a natural love for your wife.
And this love is such that Allahu Akbar.
In old age, may Allah save us all. If you become paralyzed,
you become handicapped,
but that old age will serve. And how many cases we saw, the wife became paralyzed, handicapped,
but the old man went out of his way to serve her, because a natural love is there.
So these are five reasons why a person loves someone.
One is because of beauty, one is because of
kamala, perfection, great qualities.
One is because of great favors that were done upon you.
One is because of utterly you use your brains, that this person is to be loved.
He is a person to be followed, to be loved.
And utterly muhabbat al-tab'in,
natural love.
All this, if we think a little bit, they are more than 100% in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The jamal of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi is beauty. Allahu Akbar. Famous it is in the world and it is proverbial. The beauty of Yusuf Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The whole world acknowledges the beauty that the women of Egypt, when they saw him, instead of cutting the apples which were there for them to eat, they cut their hands and their feet. They were lost in the beauty of Yusuf Alayhi Salaam. And looks like perhaps the Egyptian woman had got this maraz and this bimar of being overtaken by beauty. One person in Karachi, Ali, says, now in Syria, that it was a young person, extremely handsome and very wealthy also. And always he liked his dressing, to be dressed properly.
We know how some people like their dressing.
He came to our Shaykh Rahmatullah one time,
dressed very shabbily, not properly dressed,
his shoes, his clothing, all of that.
The Hazrat asked him, what's wrong with you? You are, that has made you rich, you can afford it.
And he dressed accordingly within the limits of Sharia, not out of the limits, and he dressed nicely.
Why are you dressed like this now? He said, Hazrat,
I went for Umrah Muhammad Sharif, Makkah Sharif, and I was dressed as I always dressed. When one Egyptian woman saw me, she fainted.
She couldn't take that beauty of mine.
And she fainted. And then I realized I'm the cause of fitna for other people.
So I decided, Hazrat praised me.
And God used to save people from fitna, that you cover your beauty
in your shabby clothes, etc. There is also one great thing to understand.
And Masharif and Ahmadullah in the Farfas, many times they give many different ways such treatments. Outwardly, it's a command of deen also. But they stop all there
so that the fitna you can be saved. In many things, people who don't understand this, they have a lot of objections. For example, young children, boys, they are ashamed, they don't kiss up. Especially handsome boys are usually when children are young, how cute they are, how beautiful they are now.
So Hazrat in the madrasa always have the hair cut off,
completely formed out, shaved again.
Now many women, mothers should come to Hazrat and complain,
why you cut my son's hair?
Because hair is beautiful.
Whether it's for a woman particularly,
how many poets have written of the beautiful locks of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the zulfa of the how beautiful. And let's say it was duha, when lady in a saja,
lovers have made the translation, when lady in a saja,
and the hair, locks of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
they fall on the side. What great beauty is in there.
But because of that beauty, many people had wrong inclinations to that young poets. And they abuse those young boys. And that harm is caused for life. The child will suffer the consequences psychologically, physically. His whole life he will suffer.
So anyway, so many things which are of beauty, a person should consider, don't just, you have money, don't flash your money in the form of nice motor cars, big homes. That is where the receiver also comes after you. That is where other the crooks also come after you. Maulana As'ad Madani, rahmatullah ali, had some close friends of his murids, in the south of India, and their house was a beautiful house they had. But from the outside, from the street, if you see that house, it looks like a stable. So nobody's attention goes there. But when you go inside, all the comforts. Today one great weakness we have got to show our things. A person has got money, wedding time he shows his money. A person has got money, the time to build the house he shows his money. A person has got money, he goes for a holiday, he spends ₹500,000. He's all on first class tickets, on five star hotels, all those things. Learn the money which Allah has given you is also a ni'mat of Allah. Look after it. Don't display it. Don't show it out. So that is one thing. So the jamal of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Yusuf Alayhi Salaam's beauty was the greatest. Proverbially the greatest. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the words of reality, if those women of Egypt had seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they shouldn't cut their fingers and their hands, they should cut their hearts. But Allah Ta'ala concealed the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just like you have a beautiful wife, even if you are not much in deen, you wanted to wear parda. Why? You don't want other people, the hawks and the eagles, to be looking at her. You want her to be exclusive for you. So Allah put a spiritual veil on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so the people of the world did not see the beauty. But how much a person becomes closer with durood sharif, with sunnah, he will be overtaken by the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي. My eye did not see a person more handsome than you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some great Allah Wala changed it a little bit. And he says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى عَيْنًا قَطْ. No eye has ever seen anyone as handsome and as beautiful as you. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى. No woman ever gave birth to anyone as handsome or خلقت مبرعا من كل عيب. Allah created you free of every fault, every little weakness. Like we look in the mirror, we might think my nose is a bit too big, it's too flat, my lips are too thick, too thin, my ears are too big, too small, my complexion is not right, anything, that we're not perfect. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, شَعَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though Allah created you how you wanted to be. Every part of you, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's body, was perfection in and completion in every way. Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says of the beauty of the great perfection of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that مَا مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي. ما By my words and my bayans and my ash'ar, my poems, Na'ad Sharif, I did not praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because I spoke of the greatness and the beauty and the perfection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people say, oh, what wonderful poetry. My poetry was beautiful, but you brought beauty and you put beauty into it. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, in his famous Qasida Burda Sharif, says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu. The best of creation in the world are the Anbiya. And the best in the Anbiya is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No angel can be more handsome and beautiful than them. So he says that that you surpassed all the beauty of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fi khalqin, as far as your physical features are concerned. Wa fi khulqin, as far as your character and your morals are concerned. In fact, today we know in Olympics, races, etc., a race is won by split seconds. By a hundredth of a second, a race is won. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, won the race with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in outward beauty, in inward beauty, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was at the weaning post, the other Anbiya were not even to be seen on the horizon still. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reached there already. So the first, the greatest beauty Allah had given. So if a person really, and naturally a person loves because of beauty, so our love should be for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for that reason, because we are not informed, read a book on Sirat, a kitab on Sirat, on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many kitabs. In fact, mashallah, Maulana Muhammad Ali sahab, Da'amat Barakatum's also kitab which he translated of Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. That kitab is printed, it's here from Middleburg, from your own imam. Make the read from there. There are many other kitabs also. First, just confirm with one read after meals majlis again. And then before sleeping, 11, afas 11, 12 o'clock at night, right at the end, about a 2 minute majlis of the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will sleep with the beautiful thoughts of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. You come to learn one beautiful point of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. What, and inshaAllah, all have this desire. You will see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream in this world. Afterwards, in Akhirat, inshaAllah, we are all going to see our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But already in this world. So read a kitab on Sirat, whether it's 2 minutes also. You don't have to make it 2 hours. Just 2 minutes, little bit, 1 point, 3-4 lines, one paragraph, half a page. But see, inshaAllah, how the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come into our heart. And then today, we get mad because of the filthy, dirty woman of the road. We go on internet on the filthy porn sites and we are lost in all those things. We are on the phone with who is talking, what is happening. You are driving and you are going zigzag on the road. You are going off the road because you are watching your phone, what is on there. See the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a halal. And there is no greater beauty. Then you will realize all this is filth and dirt of this filthy woman street, woman, dirty, filthy woman who can only give you AIDS and who can only give you HIV and who will finish all your money. We get the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make effort on that. First of all, let us understand, I will repeat, this is not a bayan. It is to say something that we are all desperately in need of, and that is the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To perfect and complete our iman. And the first means of acquiring this love is seeing the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the most splendid, and there is nothing more greater, but make effort in this life. The second is muhabbate kamali, the perfection and the kamal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the creation of Allah, there is nobody less Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, da'mad'atu an-nasara fi nabiyyim. Don't say that which the Christians told about their Nabi, that is the Son of God. Na'uzu billah, he's not the Son of God. Don't say that he is God himself, part of Trinity. He is not. Allahu Akbar. The Quran gives such a beautiful explanation. Kana ya'kulani at-ta'am. That Isa alayhi salam and his mother, ask any Christian,
I asked on the occasions, I asked many Christians, should Isa alayhi salam eat? Who is Mother Maryam alayhi salam, Mary? Should they? Yes, they used to eat. And after you eat, where do you have to go? Toilet. So your God goes to toilet. Can that be God who goes to toilet? Can that be God who eats? God feeds. Allah feeds. Allah does not eat. Allah gives everyone sleep. Allah does not sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. That is Allah. So don't say that which the Christians told about their Nabi. وَنْسُفْ إِلَىٰ رَاتِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَرَفٍ. Besides that, whatever honor you want to put on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever accolades and whatever you want to lord him with, go ahead. No, nothing to stop you. بَعْدَ سُدَىٰ تُوْهِ بُذُرْ قِسَّ مُخْتَصَرْ. After Allah, the greatest is Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَنْسُفْ إِلَىٰ رَاتِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ كَرَمٍ. Whatever great honor you want to bestow on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by all means go. What was the command on the perfection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The akhlaq wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. I translate this ayat that we have given you the sole agency and franchise of akhlaq. If anyone wants akhlaq, there is no other person who has got the agency. The only agency for akhlaq is the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave him the franchise of akhlaq. So go and see the perfection of the akhlaq. There is unfortunately also not the time to go at least in one, two incidents to get display the great akhlaq and character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the kamal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a thing that will sweep a person off his feet and he'll go madly in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So by that we can develop this love. The third reason is muhabbat-e ihsani, the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came roughly just over 600 years after the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In between there was no Nabi. What darkness had come into the world, spiritual darkness. The Arabs themselves, they used to, whatever was on the ground that moved, kullu ma haraka ya'kul. Anything that used to move, a snake, a mouse, they used to eat all that. If the father had died and the mother left, either the son would bury his own mother. Either he would sell her as a slave. A daughter, and the whole story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how he went and with his own hand, he's buried his daughter. And a little child of 2 or 3 always helps the parents in their work, likes to help them. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is digging the grave, the same daughter is helping him to dig the grave. Little does she know that he's digging the grave to bury her. And the father is the helper and supporter and protector of a child. When he puts her in the hole, she's crying for help to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that you my father, you my protector, but your protector is your killer. Your protector is your destroyer. The same thing happens in an abortion. When a woman wants an abortion, the one that fights the most for the care of the child and the protection, the mother. The child in the womb cringes to the mother, that my mother help me, that these forceps are coming, they are killing me, or whatever chemicals they might be using now. But the mother is the one who has ordered the abortion. Eh? So what a life this has become. So anyway, the favors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took mankind out of all this. He took them out. Well, today, many people think abortion is solution to many problems. Killing the child, innocent little child, who saved us from this? Who saved us from idol worship? 360 idols in the Kaaba. Who saved us from terrible akhlaq and all the evil? The ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How parents love their children. All the parents of the world, not only in human beings, in jinn, and what we witness with our eyes in animals. Animals also have got great love for their little ones. And they'll give their lives for the protection of their little ones. More than all of that is the favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon us. Think of these favors. We are Muslims, we are in the masjid today. What a beautiful masjid. How nice and big the masjid has become. This is the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. Law laka lama falaktul khalq. Had it not been for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should have not created the creation. Eh? The sand which is touching the kafan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sand which is touching the kapal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, it is more superior and virtuous than Kaaba Sharif. More superior and virtuous than the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. When we get the opportunity, and the Muslims are the only people who have the opportunity, if you decide now, I'm to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on that, we don't make always ziyarat part and parcel of your umrah. By the way, sometimes make ziyarat your main object and make umrah by the way. Hey, we all just make umrah, that is our object. Where are you going? I'm going for umrah. Make dua, I'm leaving tomorrow, I'm leaving next week for umrah. Sometimes make your niyat solely for ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you are there, then make one umrah also. But the lover, and also don't become influenced by the ignorant Salafis that they say make niyat of the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So simple it is to understand by whom is the value of the masjid and Nabawi. By Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For whom is the value of Madinatul Munawwara? Because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If somebody is going to the town where your mother lives, and that person doesn't send salams for your mother, you are going. You're going to her house also. You're a family member, you don't give salams for your mother. What are you? You should be giving more, giving some hadiah. Put money in an envelope, even if you don't give it for the need of your mother. That is sadaqah. In love of your mother, put 5,000 rand, 10,000, send it for your mother. That is muhabbat, you are giving a hadiah. Tell her, you send somebody, I'll send this. Give her my salam. The greatest, more than 20 million rand is to give salams. Salamati on that person. Maulana Mazhar Sahib Rahmat Damat Barakatun says, before salam was common everywhere. Then there was salamati also everywhere. Salamati in tabiyat, in the natures of men. Salamati in finance. Salamati from illnesses. Salamati from fights and arguments. Today nobody makes salam. Salam is a very rare commodity. And so there is bits amani everywhere. There is problems in our finances. All so rich we are, but we got problems in finances. We got the most beautiful houses, but our hearts are torn apart. You got the best bedroom, but your wife facing one side and sleeping, you facing the other side. You thinking the worst about her, she's thinking the worst about you. Make salam common. So anyway, give salams for the Hazrat Shaykh of Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, should become very angry and upset when he was staying for so many years right at the door of Masjid Nabawi. He said that people write to me, my murid, and they don't say, give salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I say, haven't you got any attachment with your Nabi? You know I go 5 times a day to Rozai Mubarak. I go to Masjid Nabawi. Why don't you tell me to give salams? How many of us, somebody says, I'm going for Umrah, we tell him, please give my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is like a faraz for us. Haven't we got any attachment? So anyway, the muhabbat jamali, the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the muhabbat kamali, the kamal and perfection, the muhabbat insani, what favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, muhabbat akli, that who is going to give us our certificate of, who is going to give us from Hawza Kausar, the water to drink from the fountain of Kausar on the day of Qiyamah. Because of whom have we got the passport of Jannah? From which home affairs? Who gave us our passport of Jannah? Who gave us our citizenship of Jannah? Who gave us our ticket and visa of Jannah? All the efforts of Nabi Sallallahu. So don't I think that I must be a die-hard, a slave, complete slave of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the one who showed us the road of He is the one who made us insan. Otherwise we were worse than janwar also. And today also if we got a khilaf and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you're a human. You're a human superior to malaika. But if you haven't got a khilaf and teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are worse than animals also. So this is all the our brains we should think. What a Nabi Allah has blessed us. And then, muhabbate tabi'i, natural love. Allah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. Allah sent a Rasul to you from your own specie and type. If Allah had sent a Rasul who was an angel, then our hearts wouldn't incline that he's somebody else. If Allah had sent a Rasul that was a jinn, Then our hearts within, there is a jinn, we are human beings. Allah said, min anfusikum, from your own touch. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels happy and sad as we feel happy and sad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels hot and cold as we feel hot and cold. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, all natural human nature is in Nabi alayhi sallam. Allah sending Nabi to us and he understands us. He understands our psychology. He understands our philosophy. He understands our everything so perfectly. So when Allah sends such a Nabi, our love also should be. So those are things by which we must work. We understand we have to get the love of Nabi Sallallahu. It must be more in us than what we love anything and anyone in this world. And in order to that, look at the beauty of Nabi Ali Sallallahu. Look at the perfection of Nabi Ali Sallallahu. Look at the favors of Nabi Ali Sallallahu. Look at the muhabbate tab'i, aqli. Use your brains and realize that I have to get the love of Nabi Ali Sallallahu. And muhabbat al-tabi'i, natural love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is from our touch. These things, if we will work on, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wallah, when that love will come, as a poet says, so beautiful. لَوْ تَحَرَّتْ قُلُوبَنَا. If our hearts become clean, and our hearts are pure, and we have love of Allah, love of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of our deen, love of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. If that is the case, we won't complain of the dust in Makkah. We won't even have seen the dust. We won't even know there is construction. You got your work, you got your musalla, you got your sajda, you got your tawaf. Watch, these are the things. What you worry, this hotel and that hotel and this service and all that. No, if the love of the true, genuine love comes, see how your life will be. So these are the things that we must work for to bring within us the natural love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those are five things. If we work on any one, I guarantee you, your love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be. And this is the thing that we have to keep on working, so that the genuine and true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are worried of our shops. Somebody must have burgled it. I parked my car, I hope my car is safe. Now lightning, we are worried even of our cordless phones. I hope my phone is not knocked out with the lightning. All those things we are worried. Do we ever worry about the love and connection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is the thing that we must worry. So those are five things. Other two practical things, very easy. Increase durood sharif. Not increase, other start with durood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today one day has passed in our life. Did I read one time even durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One Jummah has just passed now, and one of the greatest ibadats of Jummah, one of the greatest ibadats of Madinatul Munawwara is Salawat ala Nabi. Did I read even one durood? If I haven't, what is my affiliation and what is my connection with my Nabi? And yet I claim I'm a very good Muslim, and South African Muslims are very good Muslims. But not even one durood. So increase durood sharif. Start with durood sharif. And don't try and bite too big. Somebody will think I'm going to read 1,000 duroods. No, what my advice is, start with 10. For at least about 6 weeks, 40 days, read 10. We fix a time, a slot. In that time, 10 duroods won't. And read short duroods. Don't also look for big duroods. And don't look for duroods which buzurgs made. They all mean they are good. But the durood of the hadith. And the great, the durood, the sahaba used to read the most, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So read that durood 10 times. What time will it take for us? But in a fixed time, not just walking, otherwise in 1 or 2 days we'll forget about it. After 40 days, increase it to 25. After 40 days, increase it to 50. After 40 days, increase it to 100. And for a long time, stay on 100. And then inshallah, if Allah gives topic, increase it even more. Fridays, make it more. Read 300 times durood. 500 times durood. Afterwards, even more. So by that also, our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. And the other is to follow sunnahs. And sunnahs with this in mind, that this is the practice of my Nabi. I love my Nabi. I love everything of his. Therefore, I'm practicing. Not just making miswak for sawab, but making because it is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. Everything I do, look at my topi, look at my kurta, everything, what was my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqah? follow that tariqah and then bring that into our lives. And then inshallah, our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. To complete the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very important aspect of our life. And it should be developed to such a state that it is the greatest that we have for all creation. The most is the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to acquire it, I must look at the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must look at the perfection and kamal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must look at the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must look at that nature. I must think with my brain, this is the greatest love that I can have. And by nature, natural love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Durood Sharif also, and follow sunnahs also, and promote it in the world. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. All will try, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, let us realize that one of our greatest requirements of our Iman, of our Islam, is that we have the greatest love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all your creation, oh Allah. Oh Allah, put that embedded into our hearts and let us work towards it. Let us see the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us realize his great favors upon us. Let us see his perfection and what a complete and magnanimous character and life our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Oh Allah, let us understand by nature we have to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and use our brains to understand what great favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam upon us. Oh Allah, let us start reading Durood Sharif and let us increase our Durood, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us follow the sunnah and the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.